is Amir Mormusseri. Do I have that right? And we're very much looking forward to your talk.
Okay, my name is Amir Mormusseri. I come from Israel. I want to describe a research of 9 years about Acacia Victoria. It's some tree. And you see the photo, there is goats that eat. And I show you all our research. So most of the research was published. Some is before publishing. This is, you see, Israel. The research is a PSR. This is between 200 to 300 millimeter per year. This is the zone. It's an arid area. A little north is semi-arid, but it's arid. It can be described as arid. This is several. This is Yatir forest. This is Lav forest. And this is Yatir farm. Israel encouraged farmers to establish farms in order to rehabilitate the area. But she told to the farmer that they have to do grazing in little amount, but they have to do grazing. And this is Yatir, this is Hira. The research interest to study the effect of different management practice on soil fertility, productivity, resilience, and biodiversity. Enhancement of local plant and soil activities for rehabilitation of arid agroecosystem. An effect of different Acacia Victoria planting technique on soil quality and biological productivity. This water which I talk. In black is thing, it's other thing that we did. A contribution of Acacia Victoria planting to sustainable livestock grazing. This is farm. What the government of Israel did is did privatization. She took area that was exposed to anyone, and she gave it to farmer in order to rehabilitate it. And there is several farm, and we see what they did. One is privatization, area maintenance, it didn't do good, and it didn't did a grazing regime. This now go to the last, Hiran Forest. He did privatization, soil trenching that destroyed the soil, you will see after. Land designing, grazing regime, she don't care, she doesn't care, the mixed savanna. This is NDVI assessment by satellite of the green biomass. And we see that in the good, the green crosses are good practice, and the flora rehabilitate, and it was good. This is correlation of NDVI with productivity and soil organic carbon. The conserved place is what's called privatization. And you see in the savanna, it's enhanced all the... This is Acacia Victoria planting. You see how many biomass, Ebershaw's biomass. This is a comparison between the savanna and nearby area, a bare area. Now, this is very interesting picture. You see, this is the Acacia Victoria woodland. And see, the effect is also outside. You see, there is a decrease in the biomass. The Acacia Victoria tree are affected outside even. See, it's very interesting. It's not only underneath the canopy, but also outside. Inside the Acacia Victoria woodland, we found several species. More broadleaves. Again, we want to check if it's better to the ruminants, to grazing, but we found different species in the woodland as compared to the outside, and this is very interesting. This is a much better water conservation in the woodland. Also better soil nutrients in the savanna and the shrubland. Mostly I, all the elements inside the woodland. This is a biomass. This is Acacia victoria. You see, it's very high biomass. This is Acacia saliciana. The Acacia saliciana decreased the biomass as compared to the outside. This in graph, what we did, there is savanna, there is woodland. The Acacia victoria is the best in this case. Now, calculating the Abishal biomass underneath the Acacia victoria. First, the observation. We observe there is, like you go from the ball, the biomass is decreased. And we took it forward. Analytical, also the effect in relation to the yield slope. There is effect. And how you do analytical? How you do it to the farmer? How you can calculate? So it's three things that describe the same. We found this year that the length of the tree, if I take the Acacia salicia and Acacia victoria, the height of the tree and also the diameter, it's not presented here, it also affects the biomass adjacent to the ball. And this is thing we want to publish. This is no one found yet that the species itself of the tree has different effect. All point it's other tree with different height or different diameter. It's not in this graph, but different height. And you see there is different trends. This is very interesting. Now there is the JNF. She destroyed the soil. You see, they did contour trenching, use herbicide, use eucalyptus. It is very problematic. There is a publishing from China, I think, that the eucalyptus is encouraged rills and gullies and soil erosion. And this is an example for bad things that she did. Now, you see, we did other research on Acacia victoria, on young tree, you see. This is other place that called Wadi Atir, a place that suffered from erosion, and we tried to restore it. And you see, after I saw the Acacia victoria, you see the Acacia victoria inside drill, and the amount of clay before the Acacia victoria is higher. Clay, from the clay you do the cement. The clay is rehabilitated the soil. It stops the erosion. It's like cement. Like you do cement. And so location of the Acacia victoria, it's make more cement. And here you see the biomass that underneath the Acacia victoria, even young tree, there is a very high biomass, even in young tree. What I showed you previously, it was adult tree of 19 years, of very big. Here is very small. It's 3 years, 2 years. And this very rehabilitated area. So this is degraded, and this is rehabilitated. The situation is catastrophe. What's happened is catastrophe. There is erosion, gullies. I see all over the world. I can say, so what in Israel, what is in the Negev, but it's catastrophe, the situation. Using Acacia victoria trees in educate plots and planting stem, also the planting stem. You see, they use contour trenching, but it's destroyed all the landscape. Everything destroyed. So not only the trees, but the way you plant it. Planting SRAM can accelerate rehabilitation of degraded arid area, raise their fertility, and positively affect their water balance. Much more grazing day per area. Acknowledgement. The research was supported by grants, and many people help us because we use many techniques to measure, and you see, you use NDVI, we use unique tools that we built solely for this purpose. We do very lot of things. This is collaboration because we need the money to continue. This is another thing. This is from paper that we published. They also, the goats and the sheep, like you see in the first picture, eat the biomass of the Acacia Victoria. As we published a paper 2 years ago to calculate how much biomass they can eat, using geometrical and many things. And also, they eat the pods, the leaves, each one have a nutrient level. And you can play with this by cutting. If you cut the stems, you get more leaves, or you can play with this. That's all. That's all. From the atmosphere. Now I forgot to say something important. In Israel, the Acacia Victoria are known as invasive species. I don't know why. All over the world, it's not invasive. The source of the Acacia Victoria is Australia. This is the first. In Israel, they claim it's invasive, although they say that no research was done on the Acacia Victoria. But from several observation of them, they claim it's invasive species. I have to say it, to be honest, and to say it. The water it's get from the rain, it's not from the down. And you see there is a lot of species underneath, biomass, and important to research it, to study it. Things that have to be studied. It's not not to chew it and say it's not good. And we did even a trail. We put some grove trees inside of grapes, and all the atmosphere of the woodland encouraged the growing. And we did not have to water it, to irrigate it. So we have to study it. This is my message. We have to study, not too afraid to study, invest money in research. This I tell to Israel government, not to you, but to Israel government that she have to spend money. There is future. What? Yes. Yes, in the pods. Yes. There is very high amount of nitrogen in the pods. I don't in the leaf. Maybe we got. Wait, I see. In the roots we didn't check. I see. But in the pods there is high amounts, and they eat it. They love it. You see the goats. Wow, they're climbing and I eat it and eat everything. But I don't know in the root, in the pod, there is high amount.